Okay.
Hey, state your name and address for the record.
Kevin Yoder, 8084 North Union Church Road in Muncie, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear or affirm.
Thank you.
Hey, good evening, sir.
Good evening. So, the structure that I want to build, well, actually, it's a family project. Myself and four brothers see the need for a different set of living situation for my parents that are here, wonderful parents. And my property is a little over 2 acres, and it was in my heart to build some kind of structure on my property. I toyed between just an addition onto our house or a separate structure, and still wanting to have them be able to have some independence, and also just the way my property is laid out right now, I just thought it best to come down the drive from North Union Church Road and go to a separate structure in the back for this project. In the inquiries I made to planning and zoning, I think it was maybe last fall, I received a lot of good help and good information. I understood that I could build an 800 square feet structure or less and have it be a living quarters for my situation. I had initial plans drawn up that included a one-car garage, 800 square feet of living space, and then at that time I wanted a screened-in porch, thinking that wasn't living space, but apparently by code it is considered living space. Mm-hmm. So my understanding is that the structure itself it comes under needing special exemption. The variance is necessary to allow for the screened-in porch. And I probably, I guess I would say that I would just have gone with the exemption. It seemed like I had to pay a fee for the structure anyway, so I might as well just go ahead and see what happens with the variance and go ahead and get approval for that. If not, I won't build a screen-in porch. We'll just put a patio or something out there. But I think a screen-in porch is pretty nice mm-hmm. to sit out, and they've never had one, so I'd like to give them one. I did talk to the uncertainty is just how far back it will go. I'm leaning. I got verbal approval from Denrec saying that if I add two additional lines to my existing septic, that they'll allow me to connect. So that means I have to bring it a little farther forward or do a pump system where I would pump out my septic is, that's probably beyond. But anyway, so I have plenty of back space there, plenty of open spaces on each side. By building this structure, my intention is to not put a temporary mobile home on my property, not to build another house, so to speak, on my property. So I've designed it with a gambrel roof and want it to look a little bit more agricultural or rural in look, but have it be a dwelling, not presented as an agricultural building and then remodeled it and into a, but to present it right from the get-go as a living space.
Okay, let's see if we have any questions. I'm gonna start with you, Mr. Mears.
Have you had any conversation with the neighbors about?
Yeah.
Oh, the neighbors are here.
Neighbors are here out of the goodness of their hearts. They bought the property to the top side there. The horse barn was already built. The horse barn was being built as I was building my house 5 years ago, and they bought it and been wonderful neighbors. And I built that fence for them, and we've had a lot of contact, and when they got the letter, they heard we wanted to do this, they wanted to come show their support, so.
No further questions.
Mr. Burton?
So this is going back behind yours?
Yeah, where the number four is there.
Yeah, you can show us if you want to.
So my idea is to come right along here with a drive, and then probably somewhere in here, not too far back, because right there is like a little roof that I have over top of my septic tank. So however far I can inch back there, kind of give it a little bit of distance, but again, not too far, so that we don't have septic pumping issues.
Where's your drain field?
It goes parallel with the...
Okay.
Pretty much my whole backyard. That's my garden. Got my dad has always been a gardener, and it gives him a place.
Where he's got the green thumb.
He's much greener than me.
you have your septic permit here, but there's new regulations now. Do you have a letter that says what they are going to allow you to do for this?
It's only been verbal. If you want to know of that conversation, it was Kevin, and I remember that because that's my name, and he wanted to know who was going to do the septic. I told him. He said when they get ready to do it, or when he asked who's going to add the extra lines, I told him, and he said, let them call me. And he knew the people that I would get to do the work.
Okay.
So and that's John Warfel that designed the original septic system. Did whatever. He's a licensed septic design person.
Okay.
And he's the one that told me I would need two additional lines. So there's already spares there. So I think I have four lines and there's some spares, but they start right here, and so they would move out this way. Almost to the garden, I suppose.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I understand that the structure is going to have a living space for your parents. Did you mention that it was going to be a garage as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then there's the screened porch that they'll be using. How big is the living area that they're going to be living in, not including the screen porch?
That's the 800 square feet, just under 800 square feet.
And then the screen porch is going to be another couple hundred, is that right?
Yeah, I wanted it to be 12 foot wide by, it'd probably be, you said 200 and some additional
feet. Based on the drawings that we had received, we calculated it was 240, 20 by 12 screen porch.
So it's going to have an entrance off a living area and possibly another entrance so they could go to it off their bedroom as well. But
so I presume your parents like being outdoors?
Always have. My mom can't take the sun quite like she used to. But,
so this is why you would prefer to have a screen porch rather than a patio?
A screen porch is, it's that's the north side, so it's going to be protected from the west sun. And, you know, we have some bugs around there. We have martins to take care of that issue. No, I wanted them, they have, right now they have an outdoor gazebo type thing off their deck. They have a deck with a roof on it, but it's not screened in, and they make use of that a lot. And I wanted
similar here. Mm-hmm. Will they have their own parking space? Is that garage, for example, going to be used for their parking, or is there other space for them on the lot to park?
There'll be the front end load of the garage. But there'll be also an area kind of in the house if they have a visitor or someone that can pull
The code just requires that there be a designated parking space for them, so that, just want to make sure that you had that set up.
In addition to the garage?
Just, as long as there's a designated parking space for them. So if that happens to be in the garage, or if that was a space on the lot, I just want to make sure that you had met that standard.
Okay, yeah.
All right, and no issues with any neighbors about this proposal or anything?
I talked to the neighbor on the bottom side. She's an elderly lady, and I especially cared about how she felt because we had an issue with a fence, and she complained to me that I was on her property, and I tried to assure her that I was not. And she feels like when all those properties were divided, she felt like they stole property from her.
Mm-hmm.
I told her the surveyed line is all I have to go by. That's what was surveyed when I bought it. But I don't want to argue over a fence. Well, I had that resurveyed. I spent an extra money to resurvey that and show her the line and we put stakes up, and we actually had PVC pipes over there. And her corner fence, the corner of her fence is actually on my property by a few inches. But so I cared how she felt, and her only question to me was, well, how far off my property are you going to put it? And I said, what the code requires, you know, 20 feet, I'll keep back, if not more, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, so how do you feel about it? She didn't tell me, so I didn't know whether she was going to write a letter or her son. We talk to the family. We want to be neighborly, but I did. She didn't write a letter.
Nope.
And no one of her family showed up, so.
I'm good to go.
So I'm hoping she's okay.
I have no further questions.
I hope now that I have that, if I have that structure, that the planes will not spread. The planes fly over our houses and the neighbors, Rob will tell you, and they skim my house and spray. I've been outside and feel the overspray, and he has horses, and we're concerned about that. So if I have a structure there, they got to lift up higher than.
Okay.
So where's the garage? Where's the porch corner?
Yeah, the screen. Yeah, thank you. That window there to the right, that should not be open. These are preliminary plans. These aren't permanent.
That's going to be a porch then.
That will not be a window. That's screened in area.
Okay, on the side right
yes.
here? Yes. Oh, okay.
That's all screened in area.
Yeah, I was trying to look to see where the screen
right.
is.
Right, it doesn't. It's not there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Depending on this decision, I was ready to get him to finalize it and get permits and get going on it.
Okay. Hearing no further questions then. Or, excuse me, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? And I have two on record. Four. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the special use for case 12,129. I think we should approve it because it will not adversely affect the neighborhood. And I feel the applicant has met our criteria to grant the variance. Property cannot be otherwise developed in a manner suiting to his parents without the variance. This condition was not created by the applicant. It won't alter the character of the neighborhood because they've showed special attention to their design, and it's a minimal variance request to allow their parents to live on the same parcel with them.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second.
I think it's wonderful, by the way.
Me too.
Ms. McGee, that we approve case number 12,129. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,129 is approved.
Thank you.
And good luck.
Maybe we'll get some gardening lessons.